When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Carson Wentz practiced this afternoon, and that is very good news for the Indianapolis Colts. I'm Kent Sterling. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now for Friday, September 24th, 2021. We're brought to you, as always, by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist in the world. Call him. Make an appointment. Be a great advocate for your teeth. 317-849-2933 is the number. Like I said, Carson Wentz practiced. He was limited today. Game time decision on Sunday. We're going to see Frank Reich, the medical staff. They're going to see exactly how he responds to the work that he did today. They don't want to exacerbate the problem. They don't want this thing to get uglier because he plays Sunday, and that can happen. It got ugly because he tended to extend plays initially against the Rams. So hopefully he learns his lesson and doesn't do that again as the Colts travel down to the Titans to play this interdivisional game, right, intra-divisional game. The Colts, they need this one. If the Colts win, they could finish Sunday atop, on top of the AFC South. And they would be on top of the AFC South, right? Nobody else would be any better than 1-2. And they'd have the tiebreaker via that win against the Titans over the Titans. If they lose, it's a completely different story. If they lose, the Colts are two games back of the Tennessee Titans, and they would have a deficit in the tiebreaker. So they really need this game. This is kind of the season. It's way early to say that kind of thing. Saying that in September just, to me, sounds kind of stupid. But you know what? It's not. Because losing this game puts them in such a hole that I don't know that they're going to be able to climb out of it. Braden Smith did not practice today. He's out. Jordan Glasgow did not practice. He's out, still in the concussion protocol. Braden Smith, we're still trying to figure out what the hell's wrong with his foot. So, there you go. That's the news about the Colts. Now, if they want to beat the Titans, here's how you do it. You're not going to be able to stop Derrick Henry. So don't worry about stopping Derrick Henry. If he goes for 180, he goes for 180. We talked about it this morning. The last four times the Titans have played against the Colts, Derrick Henry has averaged better than 5 yards a carry. That's just who he is. And that's who he is no matter who he's playing against. When he played against Seattle in Seattle last Sunday, exactly what happened. He's going to get his. What you've got to do is limit the others. And you have got, in order to do that, look, Xavier Rhodes is going to play. He says he's good to go. That's good news. Maybe you put him on Julio Jones, or you put him on A.J. Brown, and then you roll a safety to the other side to help out on Rock Ya-Sin or Kenny Moore, whatever you do with the other guys. You cannot allow the other guys to beat you. If you've got Derrick Henry running for 180, you got Derrick Henry running for 180. That's how good he is. But if you've also got A.J. Brown and Julio Jones getting off and Ryan Tannehill putting up fat numbers, you're going to get your ass beat. Your brakes are going to get blown off. So stop the other two guys, put pressure on Tannehill, let's go. It's about time the Colts dialed up some pressure. In order to win in the NFL, we know what you got to do. There's no secret to this, right? You have got to pressure the opposing quarterback, and you have got to keep pressure off of your quarterback. You do those two things, you got a shot. That's why Chris Ballard decided to build from the interior out, right? Build the lines. the offensive line to protect a quarterback, build the defensive line to put pressure on the opposing quarterback. Because if you can do those two things, you're going to win. The Colts, since Matt Eberflus has come to Indianapolis, and really prior to that, they have not been very good at putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. They just haven't. You've got to get Kamoko Touré. You've got to get Kwity Paye. You've got to get these guys rolling. Ben Bandicoot, my God. Like, there are that guy in Florida that everybody's looking for is not missing any more than Ben Bandicoot is. You have got to start putting pressure on quarterbacks, and that needs to start this week, because if you don't do it against the Titans, like I said, you're going to get your brakes beaten off. That's the way football works. You've got to stop the pass, and you've got to keep people from stopping the pass on your side. If the Colts have Wentz up on Sunday, then you start thinking about Pittman. Maybe Campbell is able to play. He was limited Wednesday and Thursday in practice. Zach Pascal, he's practiced since being ill on Wednesday and missing practice. Mike Strawn, get the ball to him. Get the ball to Jack Doyle, Mo Ali Cox, right? Let's get the ball out. And Jonathan Taylor has got to finally be productive. In the first week, he was leading rusher and receiver, but still not a lot of yards rushing. And last week, not a lot of yards rushing or receiving. You have got to get after it. You have got to find a way to get Jonathan Taylor involved in this offense, because if not him, who? Right? You don't have T.Y. Hilton, who's going to catch 12 balls for 210 yards. You don't have anybody capable of doing that. You've got to get Jonathan Taylor to be the dynamic player that he is, and that means that offensive line's going to have to show up on Sunday afternoon in Nashville, 1 o'clock, game on CBS. Still, the Colts, a 5.5-point dog. Most services, some places, it's 5. There you go. Indiana. What's Indiana doing going to Western Kentucky? The last time Western Kentucky hosted a Big Ten opponent, it was Indiana in 2010. Now, Indiana in that game won 38-21. Western Kentucky came to Bloomington a few years ago back in 2015, and Indiana won that game 41-38. Western Kentucky is a different animal. They throw the ball a lot. They are, I'm not going to say an offensive powerhouse, but they're dynamic offensively, and Indiana is going to have to play well to beat them. They're 9-point favorites. We're going to get to the idol in a minute. Ivan is right back there. He is ready to talk to you investors about what to look forward to this weekend. He's got his six-pack prepared. Look at him. He's champing at the bit. Are you kidding me? If he gets any more excited, all we're going to have there is a pile of sawdust. That's what we're going to have. Ivan the Idol, ready to provide his picks to you. We've also got Wisconsin and Notre Dame at Soldier Field. That game noon on Saturday. That's going to be fun. Notre Dame, a 6.5-point dog. Really? 6.5-point dog at Soldier Field. You know how many Irishmen are in Chicago and are going to go to this game at Soldier Field? Lots and lots and lots and lots. A lot of people are going to come down from Wisconsin, too. Ryder Cup ongoing. The Euros, they lead two right now. The Americans are these are four ball this afternoon. Euros are up two. Americans up one. And one is all even. This morning, the Americans won 3 and they lost 1. So they're up 2 points. And as a result of that, the line moved. It went from plus 220 euros being the underdog to plus 400. The Americans don't win the Ryder Cup very often. Plus 400. Even though the Americans won 3 of 4 this morning. Wow. That is a line that I am almost tempted to take advantage of, despite the fact that we got to root against for the United States, right? It's un-American to bet against America. Like, would you bet against America in World War II if there was a line available? No, of course not. Not in the Pacific Theater, not against the Axis, not in Europe, nowhere, for God's sake. We don't bet against the United States of America, even when the number is really, really positive, like that plus 400. And by the way, I want to, before we get to Ivan, and we'll do the picks, the Ryder Cup's being played at Whistling Straits, up on the shores of Lake Michigan, up near Sheboygan, Wisconsin. I got to tell you, if you ever have a week and a half to do nothing but kind of wander around Lake Michigan, up through Wisconsin, over the UP, down into the lower peninsula of Michigan, you are going to find nothing but great golf courses, man. You can play golf in Wisconsin a long time and play nothing but great courses, and most of them are pretty affordable. If you go up to Petoskey, Michigan, from there, Petoskey's got great golf, man. Traverse City, great golf. Ludington, great golf. The Western Shore on the north end of Michigan, some of the best golf in the world. It's fantastic. It's like you don't want to travel to Ireland. Hell, you can't travel to Ireland, right? Because of COVID and travel restrictions. Go to northern Michigan, not the UP, but the northern part of the lower peninsula and play in Petoskey. It's unbelievable. All right, let's turn our attention to the investors. We've got Ivan the Idol. Ivan's going to do our picks this week all by himself. We are not going to rely on the Orb. The Orb had kind of a bad week, so we're shelving the Orb. What? I don't get to pick? Why don't I get to pick? The Orb not happy. There's the Orb. Why does he get to pick? Why, Ivan? Ivan, you want to tell the Orb?
Listen, the Orb, you don't even have feet. What makes you think that you can pick football games? The Orb, you don't have arms, you don't have feet, you don't have a mouth. Look, I got green eyes, I got a beard, I got wild-ass hair. I'm a phenomenal picker. And my picks last week were good, your picks sucked. That's why I get to pick. It's a reward. To the brightest, go the lights. That's the way it works. All right, let's get to the picks. Bears at Cleveland. The Bears, a 7-point dog. It's going to be Fields' first start. I'm going with Fields. I think the Bears going to find a way to ball out against Cleveland. Hell, it's Cleveland. What, are we kidding ourselves? I know people think they're really, you know, you got Odell Beckham Jr., you got Baker Mayfield, blah, 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 Bradley Chubb. Are you doing it? Chubb. I'll give you a Chubb. Boing!
Hey, let's keep it clean, Ivan, for God's sake. We don't go scatological here. Just make your pick and be done with it.
Bears plus 7. I love it. Take the Bears. How about the Bucks at the Rams? Rams a 1.5-point dog. I'm taking the Rams all day and twice on Sunday. I don't think that Brady's going to travel well as he goes to L.A. and plays in Inglewood. I'm taking the dog, Rams, and the points. Just 1.5, but I like it. How about Indiana at Western Kentucky? Indiana minus 9. Indiana, our Indiana, Indiana, we're all for you. I will give them 9 points, and we will beat WKU.
That rhymed. It made sense. Ivan, you're on fire.
How about the Colts at the Titans? Titans minus 5. I got 2 picks for this game. Number 1, I'm taking the Titans. And give them the points. I think the Titans, they win this game. Too many weapons. I think the defense for the Titans can be had, but not by this Colts offense, which really hasn't gotten untracked yet. Now the over-under, 49. I'm taking the under because you've got 2 running offenses. I don't think that between the Titans and the Colts, you're going to have 12 offensive possessions at 3 points or so a possession. I've got this over-under being an under. How about that? And then the Ryder Cup. I'll switch to me British voice. How's this, Governor? An English accent, if you will. I'm taking the Euros because I'm a capitalist and I don't need to prove my patriotism to anyone. There go the sirens. They're coming for me. My rear has caught fire as a result of the sun and my picking against the Americans. But I still believe the plus 400 for the Euros is too good to pass up. The Orb has spoken.
There you go. The Orb has made his picks. You, should you choose to trust the Orb, you certainly can. If you choose not to, I don't blame you. Or not the Orb, but Ivan. The Orb made no picks because the Orb did not do well last week. Orb, shame on you. our people rely on your wisdom. Hey, why don't you kiss my ass? I do my best. There are weeks that, you know what, I was bad last week. I'd have been great this week if you'd let me pick. You didn't let me pick, so to hell with you.
Wow.
Salty from the orb. At any rate, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Go Colts. Go Hoosiers. Go Boilers against Illinois. 11-point favorites against Illinois. Illinois, not a good program and not a good team, but I think they're better than that, aren't they? We don't even know if David Bell's going to play. Bell, a game-time decision in the concussion protocol for the Boilermakers. If Wentz plays, I really like the Colts. And I'll tell you the truth, if he doesn't play, I still like the Colts because I think this team's too good to start 0-3. They're just too good to do that.